has joined. has joined.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We will begin with the Anabakoach, but we won't do much more than that, except for the class itself because of my delay and my tardiness. Please join me in saying the Anabakoach. Anabakoach, Gedulat Shemincha, Tatir, Tzerura. Aleph et Gimel, Yud Tav Tzadi. Ahavatinam. Kabel rinat amcha sagvenu tacharenu nora. Ufreshayan sintet nun. Na gibor dorshe yehudcha givavat shamrem. Nun gimel dalet yud kaf shin. Parnasah and healing. Barchem tacharem rachame sidkatcha tamid gamle. Betet resh tzadi taf gimel. The sefirav netzach. Eternity, eternal victory. Kasim kadosh berov tucha nael adata. Tet kuf bet, tet nunayan. The sefirav hod. Appreciation, thankfulness, and gratitude. Yachid geah lamcha penei Zohre Kedushata. Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf. The Sefirah of Yesod. Creation, creativity, sexuality, and foundation. Shavatenu Kabel Ushmati Akatenu Yodea Talumo. Shin Kufav, Tzadi Yud Tav. The Sefirah of Malchut. Manifestation, kingdom, kingship. We brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, Erav Chesed Be'emet, Notzer Chesed La'alafim, Nosea won vafesha v'chata'av v'nakei. In the eighth verse of the Anabakoach, we say in a whisper. Our class today is preparation for Rosh Chodesh Adar. But actually, it's for the reading of the Machatzit HaShekel. You'll find the handout on the unique Astrological Times link, which is on the underneath, on every Yeshem webpage. Underneath the two pictures, you'll find unique astrological times link. When it opens up, scroll down to the section titled the Shekelim. And the link under that, it's not the recordings, the link under that is for Shabbat Shekelim. And that's where we will begin our reading with a L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud, Kud Shabarichu, Ishkinte, Bidhilu, Urchimu, Udhilu, Udhilu, Urchimu. Le'achda, L'shem, Yudhe Bavate, Le'yehuda, Shalim, B'shem, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'sok Torah Mitzvah. Vayino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kodanei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kodaneihu. Shabbat Shekelim is one of the four special Shabbatot leading up to the holiday of Pesach. Shabbat Shekelim is the first of the four in a chronological order. It has a special Haftorah and a special Machtir, and also the regular Parasha. These are all read this coming Shabbat. It is always read on the Shabbat prior to Rosh Chodesh Adar, or in leap years, it's prior to Rosh Chodesh Adar Bet. There is no Adar Bet this year, so we will be reading it this coming Shabbat. We will have the Parasha of Mishpatim and the Maftir of the Parasha of Shekelim and the Haftorah for Shekelim. The Maftir is five verses long. It comes from Exodus chapter 30. There are verses 11 to 16. And here are the verses. Although these translations are not accurate, we will go through them. Vaydaber Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohahe Dawanu Heyo El Moshe Lemor Ki tisa et rosh b'nei Yisrael lifkodihem b'natanu ish kefar nafsho l'adonai yohe wahe adanu yo yohe dawanu heyo. Pagod atem below yehiye vahem negaf vapakod etem zeinu kohavir al hapakidim machatzita shekel b'shekel hakodesh Ezrim Geraha Shikal Machatzit HaShekel Teruma Ladonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohahe Dawanu Heyo Kol Havir Al HaPakidim Maven Esrim Shana Umala Yiten Terumat Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohahe Dawanu Heyo Taeser Lo Yirata Bahadala Lo Yami Ma mechatzit ha-shekel et terumat Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo Yohahe dawanu heyo Lekipar al nafshi be in five verses in a row. The sixth verse, my mistake, there are six verses. Belechechat et kesev ha-kippurim me'at b'nei Yisrael v'natata ito al avidit ohel me'od v'chayal v'ani Yisrael zakaron v'fanai Adonai Yo hey wahe adanu yo yo wahe da nu hey yo
has joined
le kaper al nafshati chem. The regular translations, it's even more unusual for there to be six verses in a row with Hashem's name. And Hashem spoke unto Moses, saying, when thou takest the sum of the children of Israel according to their number, then shall they give every man a ransom for his soul unto Hashem. When thou numberest them, then there be no plague among them. When thou numberest them, this they shall give, every one that passes among them that are numbered, half a shekel after the shekel of the sanctuary. The shekel is 20 gerah, half a shekel for an offering to Hashem. Everyone that passes among them that are numbered from 20 years old and upward shall give the offering of Hashem. Excuse me. I took something today that is stuck in my throat, but I think it's gone now. The rich shall not give more, and the poor shall not give less than the half shekel, when they give the offering of Hashem to make atonement for your souls. And thou shalt take the atonement money from the children of Israel, and shalt appoint it for the service of the tent of meeting, that it may be a memorial for the children of Israel before Hashem to make atonement for your souls. My more literal translation. Hashem spoke to Moses, saying, if one takes from the heads of the children of Israel a ransom, one must count the ransom for his soul that each man gives to Hashem to ransom his soul, that there not be a plague among them. Whenever you count them, they shall give every one that will be connected to the light a half shekel of the holy shekel. The shekel is 20 gerah, a half shekel for an offering to Hashem. Every clean one connected to the light over the age of 20 will give Hashem's offering. The important one shall not give more, and the lacking one shall not give less than the half shekel, when making Hashem's contribution, which is a request to forgive their nefesh, to forgive their soul. And you shall accept the request for forgiveness money from the children of Israel, and use it for the service of the tent of meeting, that it may be a remembrance for the children of Israel before Hashem to request forgiveness for your souls. My commentary. This translation should help you to answer the question that's asked in the email if it will be necessary to continue the half shekel donation after the third temple is revealed. Will we still need forgiveness? This is an unwritten commentary, but but it's important. During the year, we all make sins. We all do sins. So I don't want to go into what is a sin, and I don't want to go into the idea that a sin is a mistake. A sin is a disconnection from Hashem. But worse, some sins are connections to Satan. In order for us to be able to connect to the freedom that is Pesach, we have to disconnect from Satan. There are six verses because the number six is the number of Sephirot in Zeranpin. That's why Hashem's name is in each of the six verses. So that we will disconnect from the six negative verses, from the six levels of negativity associated with Satan, and connect to the six levels of positivity with Hashem. We will be making the ritual of the Machatzit HaShekel on the night of Purim, just after the reading of the Megillah. That takes place in approximately 3 weeks. This first week is still the last week in the month of Shvat. And then we have the first 2 weeks in the month of Adar, culminating in the holiday of Purim. This action of making a contribution of the Machatzit HaShekel is the process of disconnecting from Satan. And the ritual that I do is what connects your soul to Hashem. Now, I do it twice, because people sometimes get the message too late for Purim. And as long as it's done before the first day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, all is good. Because your soul is being connected to Hashem. That's what this ritual and this truma, this contribution, which is being read this year on the week of truma, it's all connected. It's all timed together. It's all part of the Hebrew calendar. It is extremely important for you to make these connections. I'm continue to read. I'm reading from the email that I sent out in 5773, 8 years ago. The number eight is significant. This Shabbat is the Shabbat before Rosh Chodesh Adar. And during temple times on Rosh Chodesh Adar, there would be an announcement reminder to donate your half shekel to the temple. This money was to be used as an annual census as well as used towards the temple maintenance. Today, there is a Kabbalistic minhag to donate to your favorite email writer or Kabbalah website, I hope that's me, the equivalent amount in today's dollars. The equivalent amount of what silver is used in the half shekel this year sounds silly because the economy is so horrible, but it's $18, not $17. And last year I discounted it to $15. But this year is an important year. We need to put the we need to put to rest the pandemic. In temple times, this donation of the machatzida shekel, the half shekel, the 10 gerar connecting to the 10 sephirot, was necessary. Every person, if they wanted to be counted among the community of Israel, the Klal Yisrael, would make this donation to the temple. Now we don't have the temple, but we still need to make the 10 gerar donation, truma, contribution. It must be done for every adult from the age of 20 and above. It is beneficial to do it for the children. What is the spiritual reason behind the half shekel? There are actually two questions that must be asked in order to understand the spiritual reasons. Question one, and its corollary, why is the amount a half shekel? And why can someone not give more than a half shekel? And let me answer the second question first. The usual answer given to this question is that we are all equal in the eyes of Hashem. Of course, this is true. Yet there is a deeper understanding than the surface level of these words. Hashem created all of us to reveal his light. Therefore, in the eyes of Hashem, equal means revealing his light. It is not limited to the American understanding of equal being equal under the law, or the limited meaning of equal being equal right to pursue happiness. In the eyes of Hashem, equal means reaching the level where the pursuit of happiness is the effect of the happiness. When we reach this level of loving the process, we reach the answer to the other question of why it's a half shekel. A shekel is 20 gerar. A gerar is a root that means to initiate, to stimulate, to encourage, and to provoke. In money, a gerar stimulates additional money. This is why the physical world, it is said that money makes money. A gerar is the smallest coin in the money of the Torah. Smallness implies a lessening of the ego, which allows a greater connection to the Creator. Half a shekel is 10 gerar. This number 10 represents the level of the 10 sephirot, which are not 10, but a unity of one. A half shekel leads to a full shekel. It is hinting at if one is leading to another one, then there can be unity among the two. And also a half shekel teaches that we must lead ourselves to help the other half of the shekel. We must realize that we are not alone and that we must help the other one. There is me and there is you, or there is me and there is Hashem. Since each person is a channel and tool of Hashem. My ego of being a half a shekel keeps me from being unified with Hashem. That's why I try to remember that I'm not a half shekel, that it's the other people who are half shekel, and I need their help to connect to Hashem. I need your help. Of course, when I unify with another by sharing, I become unified with them, which makes me unified with Hashem. And this is the idea of unity within the diversity. In Adar Bet of 5774, I added additional information. We will read that now. A question that also needs to be added from the reading of the Maftir is, what is the meaning of a shekel hakodesh, a holy shekel? To answer this question, we need to truly understand the concept of money. You are going to find this discussion very interesting. We all know that many people find money, an item that they worship, as an avodah, zarah, or idol worship. In that sense, it is not a good thing. People make money the item of pursuit. They desire money for its own sake, not for what they can do with it in the form of sharing. King Shlomo said, and money answers everything. Since it does not seem to buy happiness or enjoyment, we must ask what King Shlomo means. In Hebrew, money is kesef, spelled kaf samach pei. Kesef, the Talmud tells us, is a coin system. Today it includes banknotes and wire transfers and other forms of money as well. This coin system is a medium of exchange created by a government and supported by the people. If the kesef loses the support of the people, we get a new government. This has happened many times in history. It may be happening in the United States once again. I don't expect so. But there will be changes due to the effect. The coin called the Holy Shekel is created by Hashem and will never lose the support of the people. Actually, the money in the Torah is indexed to silver. Today, a holy shekel has the value of 8 grams of silver. And below, we will see the relationship from kesef, money, to silver. Historically, money includes silver coins alongside gold coins. The Talmud discusses the exchange of money for goods. In that discussion, the Aramaic terms used are currency, money, teva'ah, and goods, tira. Literally, the words for good, the word for goods is the word for fruit. The Talmud asks the question, when one exchanges gold coins or silver for silver coins, or vice versa, which is the money and which is the goods? The answer is gold is goods and silver is money. On a physical level, this is why the shekel is made from silver. Why is silver money and gold goods in the exchange? Because gold is left column, silver is right column. Silver is sharing. When you exchange the gold for silver, you are sharing. You're using the energy of the right column to purchase the goods, the fruit represented by the gold. Continuing to read. As King Solomon said, money answers everything. This is the concept of trade, where a monetary value is put on everything. Therefore, a medium of exchange is created. If someone wants something and is willing to pay for it at the number of coins a market is created. It is interesting to note that in Gematria, the word for coin plus the word for fruit is equal to the word for chaos. This, in my opinion, is the meaning of King Shlomo. Money answers everything, going round and round to create chaos. Kabbalah teaches that silver is chesed, or loving kindness, while gold is givurah, or judgment. A spiritual person has a desire for loving kindness over judgment, we are taught. This is the spiritual reason for kesef to be made from silver. Since the desire for loving kindness is money, while the desire for physical goods brings us to judgment. Of course, a human soul cannot be bought. Yet Hashem, in his mercy, allows us to atone with a half shekel of silver. This half shekel, being 10 gerar, represents the creation of a completed structure of loving kindness, chesed within the 10 levels of Sephirot. This is why we continue to donate the half shekel, even while the temple appears to be destroyed. This donation connects us to the loving kindness of Hashem, since Hashem is perfect. And his nature is loving kindness, or sharing. In practice, the Ashkenazim follow the practice of mourning for the temple and do not avail themselves of this mitzvah. The Sephardim do donate the half shekel. The present value of a half shekel, 8 grams of silver, is approaching $22. That's still correct. Yet in the interest of a merchant, we discount this to $18, which connects us to life, which makes the connection to Hashem after we have separated from Satan. This is to entice people, some people, to donate their tzedakah to this practice, and helping themselves in that process. It is the common practice to make this donation prior to Purim. Of course, it can be made any time prior to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. If you are reading this after Purim and before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we at Yeshem will still do this ritual of raising the 5 silver coins, one for each world, from Malchut to Keter 5 times. The result is we are connecting or reconnecting the soul of the person to Hashem. Please, for your own sake, consider doing this ritual or allowing Hashem to do so by making the discounted tzedakah of $18 per person. We need the name of the person and his parents' names. You can send this information to me by email, yeshem@hotmail.com. You can also send it by mail, and you have the address in the handout. You can send a check. You can send a PayPal donation. You can make arrangements to delay the payments. But do not delay the information so that I will include it in our community making this donation. And I will do the ritual on your promise. The action of giving the money, the action of sharing the money, disconnects you from Satan, which you did connect to this past year. How do I know that you just did connect to? Because everyone makes mistakes. Everyone commits sins. That connects you to a Satan. The action of raising the half shekel, five silver coins, through the five sephirot, Malchut, Zeranpin, Bina, Chachma, and Keter. The action of raising that with the right kavanah takes you from being out of space, separated from Hashem, separated from Satan, and reconnecting you to Hashem. That's what this ritual is about. That's what its purpose is. That's why we do it. The reason appears to be separate, but it is really the same reason. Nisan is the new year of the kings. For most people, this means that they started to count the years of the reign of a king on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. This relates to someone being elevated to being king in Israel in the month of Adar. King would start his second year on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, even if he had not completed a full 12 months in his first year. And this is one of the reasons that the historical classifications and calculation of years is so complex. This is how the half shekel relates to Nisan. Now see how it relates to Purim. In the Megillat Esther, the revelation of the concealed Haman, or Haman, paid 10,000 golden shekels in order for his plan to kill all the Jews. That he needed it to be approved by King Ahasuerus, which it was. Later, the Megillah hints that Mordecai found it necessary to bribe the king to send out the protection plan. The Midrash teaches that this payment was made from the half shekels that the Sephardic community made then and still makes today. Let me kind of give you some background to explain this paragraph. In the Megillah, we learned that any time the king in Persia sent out a decree to his 127 provinces, he could not rescind that decree. Whatever he put in writing had to happen. And he had sent, at Haman's instructions or discussion, and his own personal desire, because Ahasuerus was not a wonderful human being. He sent out a decree that said that all Jews in the 127 provinces were to be killed, and that they were not allowed to defend themselves. Mordecai, after Esther revealed herself as a Jewish princess, and Mordecai was appointed the consultant to the king, Mordecai talked to King Ahasuerus into sending out another decree. He couldn't stop the killing, but he could allow the Jews to defend themselves. That's what Mordecai did. But it cost 10,000 silver shekels. to buy that paper from King Ahasuerus and allowed it to be sent to the 127 provinces. So now the Jews were able to defend themselves, and in one sense, they became the ones to attack as a defense. The Midrash explains that the mistake that the Jews made that caused Haman's plan to be accepted in the upper worlds was going to the 6 months of parties where Ahasuerus took out his spoils of war, like the clothing of the high priest from the temple, and the other items like the menorah and the table. By not objecting to these displays, they incurred the death penalty. And by using the half shekel donation, they atoned for their mistake and returned to Hashem. That's the Megillah Esther. We needed to do it with the half shekel truma contribution. The Haftorah is 2 Kings chapter 11, verse 17 to chapter 12, verse 17. In the scrolls, this is essentially two paragraphs. The spaces create paragraphs in the scrolls. The simple story has included within it a change in the way the half shekel offering was collected and accounted. Section 40 of Bereshit A in the Sulam Commentary of the Zohar gives us additional information about the half shekel. Since we're running short of time, I will not read the Aramaic, although that's where the energy is, as we know. Verse 387, Rabbi Yosef said, the tip of the scale stands in the middle. Its portent may be found in the verse, in weight or in measure, a verse from Vayikra chapter 19, verse 35, in which in weight the Hebrew word is mishkal, means that the tongue of the scales is in the middle, because the scales are just. This is the secret of what is written. After the shekel of the sanctuary, and the scales that weigh the mochin, the brains, are set upon the midpoint in the middle. He asks, what are the scales by which, as you say, the mochin are weighed? And he answers, this is according to what is written. Just balances, meaning that justice is weighed by them. And all mochin are established by this weight after the shekel of the sanctuary. Rabbi Yehuda said the phrase, after the shekel of the sanctuary, the holy shekel, is an allusion to the spirit of holiness. My commentary. This verse hints to the half shekel offering, since this offering has the purpose of redeeming the soul to create holiness, meaning reattaching the soul to Hashem's holiness. The offering is the half shekel, which is a hint to us to realize that we are never alone. Hashem is always with us. Also, that we need other people to learn to help in our spiritual tikkun. We also learn from the half shekel that redemption of our souls depends on others to inject the consciousness of holiness bless or not to bless? That is the question. A remarkable thing happened on the way to the temple. With imminent restoration of the fulfillment of the commandment or the mitzvah of giving a holy half shekel, the question arose, what blessing do you say when you give the half shekel? We asked high and low and found that no one knew. We set out to find the answer, and several weeks ago were rewarded with the teachings of the Rashba, a 13th century sage, which informed us that indeed there is no blessing recited. Okay, we said, although I had personally felt there should be a blessing, as it is the fulfillment of the mitzvah in and of itself, so we posted our findings and announced that no blessing is recited. And we did not stop searching. We went back another 100 years to the 12th century, and what do we find? Rabbi Yehuda ben Yakar not only teaches that we do make a blessing, he even brings down its text. And may we all say amen for this revelation. Now the good stuff starts. We will have to extract a pesak din, a halakhic ruling, from today's rabbanim, informing us of which opinion is the accepted one. Do we make a blessing or not? Perhaps prior to the rebuilding of the temple, we don't, but once it stands, we do. Or perhaps the fulfillment of the mitzvah is fully carried out in its giving, thereby allowing for a blessing even prior to the rebuilding of the temple. Stay tuned. My commentary. Whenever there is a machloket, an argument for the sake of heaven, which this is clearly an argument for the sake of heaven, the halacha is not to say the blessing. And that is what we do now in the Kabbalistic Minhag. Teachings regarding the blessing for the half shekel. The Rashba says we don't. Rabbi Yehuda ben Yakar says we do. Hacham Tzvi for Trumat Halishka, we do. The Sefer Zicharon Eliezer, we don't. The Sefer Shem Mishimon, we don't. At this point, we don't. We're waiting for the third temple to be built. Here's information about the Machatzita Shekel, and we're out of time, but I'm going to read a little bit further. Probably will not have time to finish. When we permute the word Machatzita, we get a middle letter Tzadik, which balances the name of Hashem, Yud-Heh, from the word met, which means death. If you look at the word machatzit, that's spelled in the first line of this section, you see there's five letters. The middle letter is sadi. You can rearrange the yud with the mem, and then it becomes Yud-Heh Tzadi Mem Taf, which is death. The last two letters are death. The first two are is Yah, the name of God, thus dealing with wisdom and the Chachma and Bina. And the word shekel can be translated as a passion of the light. What we learn from this discussion is that by giving machatzita shekel, we bring the passion of the light to assist the tzaddik stand against death and Satan and promote life. And this is why it is important to make the half shekel offering. The rest of our, or the next section, is repeating the discussion of to why we give the half shekel donation while the temple is destroyed. And there is a relationship to the half shekel donation in your marriage. There's another section that I recommend you read, having to do with how you strengthen your marriage when you make the half shekel donation. Then the last section, I believe it's the last section, but I'll read it. It's titled Half of 20. One of the details which the Torah includes in its account is the fact that a ring, a half shekel in weight, was one of the gifts that Eliezer presented to Rebekah at their meeting at the well in Rebekah's hometown of Aram Naharaim. And as we discussed, where we learn from the writings of the Ari, there are two stages in the marriage ceremony, the betrothal and the marriage itself. The betrothal is just as important as the unity, the tzivug that takes place between the husband and wife initially after the marriage. Eliezer was betrothing Rivka to Isaac. That is why he gave a half shekel. That's why the half shekel donation is a redemption of your soul and a reconnection of your soul to Hashem. By giving the half shekel, you ransom your soul to God. You reconnect it to God. Why a half shekel? Maimonides writes that as a rule, everything that is for the sake of Hashem should be of the best and most beautiful. When one builds a house of prayer, it should be more beautiful than his own dwelling. When one feeds the hungry, he should feed him of the best and sweetest of the table. Whenever one designates something for a holy purpose, he should sanctify the finest of his possessions, as it is written, the choicest of Hashem. Indeed, in many cases, Torah law mandates that the object of a mitzvah be tamim, to be whole. A blemished animal cannot be brought as an offering to Hashem. In fact, that was the reason, not the reason for the destruction of the first temple, but the reason for, the destruction of the second temple. But the reason for the destruction of the second temple on a physical level was the argument between Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. And where Kamsa embarrassed Bar Kamsa at the wedding ceremony of his daughter. So what Maimonides is explaining, we need to make the most of every mitzvah. We need to enhance it. We need to buy the best hadar, the best etrog that we can find. We need to make these actions to embellish, to enhance, to feel better, and make our action of the mitzvah a more stronger connection to Hashem. But when it comes to the half shekel, we're not giving a whole, we're giving a half. And it seems out of sorts. Seems it's not correct, but it is correct. Because we are not whole until we are as part of the community of the Kahal Yisrael, the assembly of Israel. And that's what happens through the donation of the half shekel to the temple. I recommend you read the additional items on this handout. I recommend you speak to your friends that this is something that's important for you to do for them, to make them aware of it. You do not have to pay their connection, but they need to be aware of it if you are making the donation for them. They need to know that they're disconnecting from Satan. Now, many people will not be happy with that language, so use different language. You disconnect from the negative system. You restore your mistakes of the year. Whatever is appropriate for you to say, it's really severely important to make the contribution, the truma, of the machatzit hashekel. As a practice, I will send out the people who did this last year by email to remind them. But don't wait for me. The reading is going to be this coming Shabbat. You can make the donation whenever you feel appropriate. That's the end of our class. Does anybody have any questions? Our next class will be at 3 o'clock West Coast time, and it is for the Psalm 94. Shalom Gadol to everyone. Shalom to all.
Shalom. Great lesson. Thank you.
Shalom.